All right, let's dive in. Today we're going to be exploring Florence Scovel Shinn's The Game of Life and how to play it.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty fascinating.
Definitely.
We've got chapters 1 through 10 from the Wealth Creation Library audiobook on YouTube.
Okay.
And yeah, we're going to be kind of unearthing some powerful principles, I think. Are you ready to unlock the secrets to spiritual living and see how this game actually works?
Absolutely. I mean, Shinn's work, it's pretty unique, and it's resonated with people for over a century.
Yeah.
And it's really about understanding and working with these universal laws to really achieve our goals.
Yeah, it feels like we've been handed a rule book.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just like we've been thrown into the chaos of life.
Right.
So Shinn's big idea is that life isn't a battle, but a game.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bold statement.
It is.
What do you think the deeper meaning behind that is?
Well, I think it's about, just like we have laws of physics that govern, like, the material world,
yeah,
there are also spiritual laws,
mm-hmm,
that govern our inner world and how that manifests in our external reality.
Oh, well.
Think about it this way. You can't design a skyscraper without understanding, gravity, right?
Right.
So, building a fulfilling life requires a similar understanding of these spiritual principles.
Okay, so it's about working with these universal forces instead of, like, struggling against them.
Exactly.
I'm curious about this rule book she provides.
Right.
What are some of the key principles that we should be aware of?
Well, one of the foundational principles is the concept of reaping what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
It's that biblical wisdom.
Yeah.
Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Right, right.
It's essentially saying that your thoughts, your words, your actions, they're like seeds,
yeah,
planted in the garden of your life.
Okay.
And those seeds will eventually bear fruit, whether you're consciously tending to them or not.
Okay, so we need to be mindful of the seeds we're planting.
Exactly.
I like that analogy.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
But how does this idea of a game,
mm-hmm,
connect with her emphasis on the power of the subconscious mind?
Well, think of the subconscious as the fertile ground where those seeds are taking root, right?
Okay.
It's the storehouse of our deepest beliefs and images, you know?
Okay.
The conscious mind is like the gardener kind of tending the surface,
mm-hmm,
but the real power lies in the unseen depths of the subconscious.
So we could be like consciously trying to plant positive seeds.
Yeah.
But if our subconscious is full of limiting beliefs,
mm-hmm,
those are the ones that might actually take root instead.
Exactly. One of the most striking examples that Shinn uses is the story of the woman who joked herself into poverty.
What?
Yeah, so this woman had a habit of saying, I'm so tired of things, I wish I lived in a trunk.
Wow.
And she meant it jokingly, but her subconscious took it literally.
Uh-huh.
And she ended up living in a literal trunk.
Really? Wow, that's a powerful example of how our subconscious doesn't really distinguish between, like, what's said in jest and what we truly believe.
It doesn't.
That's kind of scary.
It is.
So how do we even begin to, like, identify these subconscious beliefs?
Well, you have to start paying attention,
yeah,
to your self-talk, the stories you tell yourself about, you know, who you are, what you're capable of.
Yeah.
Are you constantly putting yourself down?
Right.
Are you focusing on what's lacking? Or are you affirming your strengths and visualizing, the outcomes that you actually desire?
So it's about becoming aware of those limiting beliefs that might be lurking in the shadows.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm not good enough, or
right,
I'll never be able to afford that.
Exactly.
What can we do to start shifting those beliefs? Is that where affirmations come in?
Absolutely. Affirmations are they're like positive seeds that we can plant in the fertile ground of the subconscious.
Okay.
By repeating statements aligned with our desired outcomes, we gradually reprogram those deep-seated beliefs.
So it's not just like positive thinking. It's about choosing specific words and phrases,
right,
that will create a new, like, blueprint for our reality.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's talk prosperity.
Okay.
What exactly does she mean by that?
Well, you know, Shinn links prosperity not just with material wealth,
okay,
but also with a deeper spiritual understanding.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the belief that the universe is abundant,
yeah,
and that we can access this abundance through our thoughts, our beliefs, and our actions.
So it's not about, like, chasing wealth. It's about creating an inner state of abundance,
yeah,
that then manifests in our outer experience.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we're not separate from this infinite supply.
Yeah.
We're actually immersed in it.
She talks about the importance of acting as if we already have what we desire.
Yeah.
Like aligning our inner world with that prosperous reality even before it shows up, like in our bank account.
Yes. One of the most compelling examples she shares is about a woman who needed $3,000.
Wow.
To pay off a lawsuit.
Good.
But she had very little money.
Mm-hmm.
And but despite this, she decided to act rich.
How did she act rich?
Well, she would dine at nice restaurants. She imagined herself living abundantly and even tipped generously.
Okay.
You know?
So what happened next? Did this change in behavior actually, like, influence her financial situation?
It did, and in a completely unexpected way.
Really?
Her cousin, whom she hadn't seen in years,
okay,
suddenly reached out to her and offered her the exact amount that she needed.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So simply by, like, shifting her thoughts and actions, she seemingly attracted the abundance that she needed.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really inspiring example.
It is.
Now, for our listeners who are, you know, struggling financially or maybe just feeling a sense of lack,
mm-hmm,
what's like a concrete first step that they can take to start shifting their energy around money?
Well, start by getting really honest with yourself about your beliefs about money.
Okay.
Do you believe you are worthy of wealth?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you holding on to beliefs about being, you know, bad with money or that it's somehow spiritual to be poor?
Right.
Remember, abundance is your birthright.
Yeah.
But you have to clear those mental and emotional blocks that are preventing you from receiving it.
It's like we're clearing the weeds from the garden so that those seeds of prosperity can actually take root and grow.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got to cultivate those positive beliefs,
right,
and then start acting as if that abundance is already ours.
Mm.
That's a powerful combination.
It is.
Now, Shin also talks about the law of non-resistance.
Yeah.
And this one seems a little paradoxical, like giving up control.
Yeah, it can feel that way. But it's not so much about giving up control.
Okay.
As it is about surrendering to a higher power, recognizing that sometimes our resistance to what is creating more suffering than just accepting it.
So instead of like swimming upstream, we learn to ride the waves, trusting that they'll eventually carry us to our destination.
Yeah, right. True power lies in aligning with the divine plan, even when things don't appear to be going our way.
Yeah.
There's this incredible anecdote that Shin shares about a woman who was terrified of walking under ladders.
Oh, yeah. I know people like that.
Yeah.
So did this woman eventually conquer her fear?
She did. So she went to her bank to get something from her safety deposit box.
Okay.
And there was a ladder blocking her path.
Oh, no.
She tried to avoid it.
Yeah.
But it was impossible to reach her box without walking under it.
Okay.
And she was initially paralyzed with fear.
Mm-hmm.
But then she remembered the principle of non-resistance and decided to, you know, just go for it.
So she chose to face her fear head on.
She did.
What happened? Did she get struck by lightning?
No, not at all.
Okay.
In fact, when she went back later, the ladder was gone.
Oh, wow.
It was as if her willingness to face her fear had dissolved the obstacle.
So our fear and resistance can actually create the very obstacles that we're trying to avoid.
Exactly.
That's a really powerful lesson.
It is.
She also talks about baptizing events with the name success.
Right.
What did that mean?
It's about choosing to see every event.
Okay.
Even those that, you know, initially appear negative as ultimately leading to a positive outcome.
So it's like shifting our perspective and trusting that everything is happening for our highest good.
Exactly.
Even if we don't understand it in the moment.
Right.
So it's about trusting the process.
Yeah.
Believing that even those negative experiences are ultimately like redirecting us towards something better.
Right.
Where might listeners be resisting what is in their own lives?
It could be resistance to a job you don't enjoy, a challenging relationship, or even just the daily frustrations of life, you know?
Yeah.
The key is to become aware of where you're holding on to, you know, resentment, anger, fear.
Right.
And then to practice surrendering to the situation, trusting that there's a higher intelligence at work, even amidst the chaos.
It's like we're releasing the oars and allowing the current to carry us.
Right.
Trusting that it will ultimately lead us to where we need to be.
Exactly.
What an incredible way to approach life.
Yeah.
That brings us to another another fascinating concept that she emphasizes,
yeah.
the law of karma and forgiveness.
Yeah, the classic what goes around comes around.
Right, exactly.
You know? Yeah.
So she believes that understanding this law
mm-hmm.
can help us make more conscious choices
yes.
that lead to a more positive experience.
Exactly.
It encourages us to be mindful of our thoughts, words, and actions,
yeah.
knowing that they will ultimately come back to us in some form.
Right. It makes you think twice about, you know, gossiping or sending out those negative vibes.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But just as importantly, she highlights the role of forgiveness
mm-hmm.
in breaking those negative karmic cycles.
Yes.
So by choosing love and compassion over resentment,
mm-hmm.
we can shift our energetic vibration
right. yeah.
and attract more positive experiences.
Exactly.
So forgiveness isn't just about letting someone else off the hook.
Yeah.
It's about freeing ourselves from the burden of that negativity.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that holding on to anger and resentment only harms us in the long run.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
She tells this this funny story about a woman who received a counterfeit $20 bill.
Okay. How did a counterfeit $20 bill illustrate the law of karma?
Well, the woman had sent a friend stage money as a joke.
Oh, wow.
And shortly after she received that fake bill at the bank.
Really?
It was as if the universe was saying, hey, you think this money game is a joke. Let's see how you like it.
Wow. Like karma has a sense of humor.
Yeah. It does.
That's a great reminder to be mindful of our actions, even those that we, you know, we intend lightheartedly.
Mm-hmm.
What are some areas where our listeners might be holding on to grudges or resentment that could be blocking their own happiness?
It could be anything from, you know, past hurts inflicted by others to self-judgment and guilt.
Okay.
The key is to start by identifying those areas where you're still, you know, harboring negativity
mm-hmm.
and then to practice forgiveness, both for yourself and for others.
Okay.
It's about releasing that emotional baggage and opening yourself up to a lighter, more joyful existence.
It's like decluttering our emotional closets, getting rid of the things that no longer serve us.
Exactly.
So we can make space for something new and beautiful.
Right.
That's a great analogy.
It is.
Now, speaking of new and beautiful, Shin also emphasizes the importance of intuition and divine guidance, right?
Absolutely. She believes that we all have access to an inner wisdom that transcends our rational minds.
Okay.
Sometimes the most illogical path is actually the one that leads us to our highest good.
You mean that gut feeling we sometimes get?
Yeah.
I've always been a big believer in following my intuition.
Yeah.
But I love how Shin frames it as listening to divine leads.
It's about trusting those inner nudges, even when they don't make sense on a logical level.
Okay.
There's a fascinating story about a woman who was trying to decide between two job offers,
mm-hmm.
one in New York, the other in Palm Beach.
Okay.
And she was leaning toward New York.
Okay.
But one morning she woke up.
Yeah.
And could literally smell the scent of Palm Beach.
Okay, that's pretty wild.
It is.
What does she do?
Well, she trusted her intuition, even though it seemed irrational,
okay.
and took the Palm Beach job,
mm-hmm.
and it turned out to be the perfect fit for her.
So it's about paying attention to those subtle whispers.
Yeah.
Those seemingly random occurrences that actually hold like a deeper meaning.
Right, those aha moments.
Yes.
Like when you randomly bump into someone who has the exact information that you need,
right.
or you stumble upon a book that speaks directly to your soul.
It's like those breadcrumbs leading us along the path.
Exactly.
Okay, I like that.
Shin encourages us to look with wonder at that which is afore you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about approaching life with curiosity and openness.
Yeah.
Recognizing that, you know, synchronicities and divine leads, they're happening all around us.
Yeah.
If we're paying attention.
It's about trusting that there's an intelligence at work that's like bigger than our limited perspective.
Right.
So it's not just about like figuring it all out on our own.
Yeah.
It's about surrendering to that higher guidance.
Yeah.
And trusting that we're being supported.
Exactly.
What an incredible concept.
Yeah, it is.
This has been a really insightful deep dive into the first part of the game of life and how to play it. There are so many powerful concepts to unpack and apply to our own lives.
For sure.
We'll be back in the next part to explore even more of Shin's wisdom, so stay tuned.
Okay, sounds good.
Welcome back. We're continuing our deep dive into The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shin, exploring how to navigate life with this new set of spiritual rules.
Yeah, Shin's work offers a really unique blend of practicality and profound spiritual insight.
Okay.
One of the things that stands out to me is how she tackles this concept of karma. But then she introduces this powerful counterbalance, the law of grace or forgiveness.
So it's not just about cosmic punishment. Like, there's actually a way to break free from those karmic cycles.
Exactly. While karma suggests that our actions have consequences, Shin emphasizes that through forgiveness, both of ourselves and others, we can actually transcend those negative patterns.
So we're not like eternally bound by our past mistakes.
Right. We have the power to choose love and compassion over resentment.
It's like hitting the reset button on those karmic loops.
It is.
I've heard the saying, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die.
Right.
It really highlights how forgiveness is ultimately like an act of self-care.
Absolutely. That's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
It's about recognizing that by holding on to anger and resentment, we're only harming ourselves.
Right.
Forgiveness is about releasing that negativity and creating space for healing and growth.
So for our listeners who are, struggling with forgiveness, maybe holding on to old hurts or grudges, what's like a practical step that they can take to like start that process? It feels so big sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, where do you even begin?
Well, a simple but really powerful practice is to affirm, something like, I now release all resentment and forgive. Name of person or situation.
Okay.
You can even visualize like cutting the cords of attachment to that negativity, allowing it to dissolve and dissipate.
Yeah.
The key is to remember that forgiveness is a process.
Yeah.
It's not just a one-time event.
Right.
It takes time and consistent effort.
Yeah.
But the rewards are immeasurable.
It's like we're clearing out the emotional cobwebs.
Yeah.
Making space for lighter, more joyful energy to flow through.
Exactly.
That's this idea of creating inner harmony really resonates with me.
Yeah.
Does Shin talk about how that inner harmony connects with our ability to like attract what we desire in life?
Absolutely. Shin emphasizes that our outer world is a reflection of our inner world.
Okay.
So if we want to attract love, abundance, or success, we need to cultivate those qualities within ourselves first.
This connects with her concept of perfect self-expression, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's not just about achieving external goals. It's about aligning with our true purpose and letting our unique gifts shine through.
Exactly. Shin believes that each of us has a divine design, a unique path we're meant to follow that brings us fulfillment and joy. And it's about discovering and expressing our authentic selves, allowing our talents and passions to guide us.
So less about like finding ourselves and more about creating ourselves.
Okay.
Like expressing that that unique blueprint that's already within us.
Exactly.
Okay, now I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering, like, how do I actually discover that divine design? How do I know when I'm on the right track?
Well, Shin offers this really powerful affirmation. Infinite Spirit, open the way for the divine design of my life to manifest. Let the genius within me now be released. Let me see clearly the perfect plan.
Okay.
It's about surrendering to a higher power, trusting that we're being guided towards our highest good.
So it's a combination of like inner work, tapping into our intuition and trusting that inner guidance.
Yeah.
And then also being open to those external signs and opportunities that are presented to us.
Exactly.
What kind of signs should we be looking for? Are we talking like burning bushes here?
No, not necessarily. Wow. It's often more subtle than that. Remember the woman who smelled Palm Beach?
Right.
Sometimes our intuition speaks to us through our senses, through dreams.
Okay.
Or even through seemingly random events that that feel oddly significant.
Those aha moments.
Yeah.
Like when you randomly bump into someone,
right,
who has the exact information that you need.
Yeah.
Or you stumble upon a book that speaks directly to your soul.
It's like those breadcrumbs leading us along the path.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Shin encourages us to look with wonder at that which is before you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about approaching life with curiosity and openness.
Okay.
Recognizing that synchronicities and divine leads are happening all around us. Yeah. if we're paying attention.
It's about trusting that there's an intelligence at work that's bigger than our limited perspective.
Right.
So it's not just about figuring it all out on our own.
Mm-hmm.
It's about surrendering to that that higher guidance and trusting that we're being supported.
Right.
What an incredible concept.
Yeah, it is.
And that brings us to another powerful tool that Shin highlights, the power of affirmations.
Yes, it's about, consciously choosing the words that we use to shape our reality.
I love how she, she moves beyond just like thinking positive and really emphasizes the creative power of our words.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just wishful thinking. It's about actively speaking our truth into existence.
Exactly.
She gives a specific affirmation for attracting prosperity. God is my unfailing supply, and large sums of money come to me quickly under grace in perfect ways.
Yeah.
I love how she emphasizes perfect ways, making sure that that abundance arrives in a way that aligns with our highest good,
right,
and doesn't harm anyone else.
Exactly. It's about aligning our desires with integrity and ethical principles.
Now, Shin also talks about denials.
Yes.
Which are essentially affirmations phrased in the negative.
Right.
So it's about actively rejecting the negative thoughts and beliefs
yeah.
that are holding us back
mm-hmm.
and creating space for those more positive ones to take root.
Exactly. For example, if you're struggling with fear or anxiety, mm-hmm. you might affirm, I deny the appearance of fear. It is unreal and therefore cannot register in my consciousness.
So we're not like suppressing those negative thoughts.
No.
We're consciously choosing to replace them with more empowering ones.
Right.
This whole approach to life feels incredibly empowering.
It is.
But also a bit daunting.
Yeah. I can see that.
It's a lot of responsibility, taking ownership of our thoughts, our beliefs, our actions.
Yeah.
Knowing that we have the power to manifest our desires
mm-hmm.
for better or for worse.
Right. It's true. Shin's message is ultimately one of empowerment and self-mastery.
Okay.
It's about recognizing our divine potential and stepping into our role as co-creators of our reality.
Right.
But we don't have to do it alone. She reminds us that we can always, tap into the support of a higher power.
It's like we have this incredible power within us.
Yeah.
But we also have access to this limitless source of guidance and strength.
Right, right.
And that creative power isn't limited to just our external circumstances, right?
No.
It extends to our health and well-being as well.
Absolutely. Shin talks about the power of thought to heal the body.
Okay.
Aligning our inner world with a state of wholeness and recognizing our innate capacity for health and vitality.
So she's not advocating for like ignoring physical symptoms, but rather addressing the underlying mental and emotional patterns
right.
that might be contributing to those symptoms.
That's exactly.
It's a holistic approach, recognizing the interconnectedness of our mind, body, and spirit.
Exactly. She emphasizes that disease often has a mental correspondence,
sure.
meaning that that our thoughts and beliefs can either contribute to or alleviate physical ailments.
For example, she suggests affirming for eyesight. My eyes are God's eyes. I see with the eyes of spirit. I see clearly the open way. There are no obstacles on my pathway. I see clearly the perfect plan.
Yeah, it's about recognizing that our true vision extends beyond just the physical realm.
Hmm.
We have the power to see clearly the path to our highest good, even when obstacles appear in our way.
It's like we're activating our inner GPS, like aligning our vision with divine guidance.
Right.
What other areas of health and well-being does she address with these affirmations?
Well, she offers affirmations for hearing, for guidance in decision-making, for fulfilling work,
yeah.
and even for freedom from limiting patterns or addictions.
Okay.
The key is to choose affirmations that resonate with your specific needs and desires.
Right.
And to repeat them with conviction and feeling.
So yeah. It's not just about like mindlessly repeating words. It's about imbuing those words with intention and belief.
Yeah.
I love how she encourages us to cast this burden on the Christ within and I go free.
Mm-hmm.
It's about surrendering our fears, worries, limitations to a higher power, trusting that we don't have to like carry those burdens alone.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that that we have access to an inner wellspring of strength and support.
Okay.
And by tapping into that inner power, we can break free from anything that's holding us back.
This deep dive into Florence Scovel Shin's wisdom has been incredibly inspiring and thought-provoking.
Yeah.
It's amazing how her work, written over a century ago, is still so relevant today.
It is. It speaks to the timeless nature of these spiritual principles.
Yeah.
They're as true today as they were 100 years ago,
mm-hmm.
and they'll likely be just as relevant 100 years from now.
What What are some of the key takeaways that stand out to you from this part of our exploration?
Well, the power of forgiveness to break free from those negative karmic patterns.
Oh.
The importance of aligning our inner world with our desired outcomes,
mm-hmm.
And the realization that we're not alone in this journey.
Mm-hmm.
We have access to a limitless source of guidance and support.
Okay.
And we have the power to shape our reality through our thoughts, our words, and our actions.
Such powerful reminders. It's
yeah.
an incredible journey so far, and we're not done yet.
No, we're not.
We'll be back in the next part to explore even more of Shin's insights
mm-hmm.
and practical guidance for living a more fulfilling and abundant life.
Mm-mm.
Okay, we're back for the final part of our deep dive into Florence Scovel Shin's The Game of Life and How to Play It.
Right.
We've uncovered so many powerful concepts already, from the power of the subconscious mind to the law of non-resistance.
Definitely.
What other gems await us in these remaining chapters?
Well, one of the things that just continues to amaze me about Shin's work is how she weaves together practicality and spirituality.
Okay.
It's not just about these lofty ideals, you
right.
know? It's about taking concrete steps
mm-hmm.
to actually create the life that we desire.
Yeah.
And she really emphasizes the importance of personal responsibility in that process.
Yeah, it's not about waiting for things to happen to us. It's about becoming conscious creators of our reality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shin challenges us to move beyond that victim mentality and step into our power.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that our thoughts, our words, and our actions have a direct impact on our experience.
She provides such practical tools and techniques for doing just that, from the power of affirmations
right.
to the importance of listening to our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
She also talks a lot about the role of faith.
Oh, absolutely. Faith is it's central to Shin's philosophy,
yeah.
but it's not just blind faith.
Okay.
It's a deep trust in the unseen forces that are at work to support us.
So it's about like believing in the possibility of what we desire even before we see tangible evidence of it in our physical reality.
Yes. Think of it like planting a seed in the ground.
Okay.
You can't see the roots taking hold, but you trust that, you know, with proper care, it will eventually grow into this beautiful plant.
It's about having that unwavering belief in that unseen process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, does Shin acknowledge that there will be like challenges along the way?
Oh, for sure.
Like our faith might be tested.
Absolutely. She's very realistic about that.
Okay.
She reminds us that faith is often strengthened through challenges.
Okay.
It's during those difficult times that we learn to really rely on that deeper trust,
yeah.
that inner knowing that we're being guided and supported,
right.
even when things feel uncertain.
So it's like a muscle. The more we exercise our faith, the stronger it becomes.
Exactly.
It's not about avoiding challenges. It's about facing them with courage and conviction.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing that we have the inner resources to overcome them.
Yeah.
She also emphasizes that we don't have to go it alone.
All right. Shin reminds us that we can always turn to a higher power for guidance and support, whether we call that God, the universe, or simply a higher intelligence.
It's like having a cosmic backup team.
Yeah.
Cheering us on.
Yeah.
And offering a helping hand when we need it most.
Exactly.
And one of the simplest ways to connect with that higher power is through gratitude, isn't it?
Absolutely. Gratitude is a powerful practice that shifts our energy
mm-hmm.
and opens us up to receiving more blessings.
Mm-hmm.
It's about acknowledging the good in our lives, even amidst the challenges, you know,
yeah.
and appreciating the abundance that already surrounds us.
She often uses the phrase infinite spirit when referring to this higher power.
Right.
What's the significance of that term?
Well, I think it speaks to the limitless nature of this creative force, the boundless potential that resides within each of us and within the universe itself.
Okay.
It's a reminder that we're not separate from this power, you know. We're actually expressions of it.
So it's about yeah. recognizing our inherent connection to this this infinite source of wisdom, love, and creativity. We're not just tiny specks in this vast universe. We're integral parts of this this magnificent whole.
Right.
That's a pretty profound realization.
It is.
And it can be incredibly empowering to remember that we have access to that infinite intelligence
yeah.
whenever we need it.
Yeah, it's there to guide us, support us, and inspire us to live our lives to the fullest.
This deep dive into Florence Scovel Shin's The Game of Life and How to Play It has been a truly transformative experience.
Absolutely.
Her work offers such a unique blend of spiritual wisdom
mm.
and practical guidance for creating a life of purpose, abundance, and joy.
I agree. Her work is a timeless treasure, a reminder that we have the power to shape our reality through our thoughts, our beliefs, and our actions.
It's not about passively accepting whatever life throws our way. It's about consciously choosing to create a life
right.
that reflects our highest aspiration.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we're not just players in the game of life. We're actually the game creators. We have the power to design the rules, choose the characters, and create a winning outcome.
And remember, as Shin reminds us, the universe is always conspiring to support us in fulfilling our dreams.
It is.
It's simply up to us to align ourselves with that flow of abundance and possibility.
Absolutely.
What an inspiring thought to end on. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the wisdom of Florence Scovel Shin.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
May her words continue to inspire and empower you to create a life that's truly extraordinary.